With a look at Radio Cayman's news, I'm Dion Anglin. Two former members of the National Conservation Council who were replaced by Cabinet last week are considering legal action. Their lawyer notified the Cabinet Secretary and the Attorney General of pre-action protocol for a judicial review of Cabinet's decision in a letter dated Friday. It described the new member appointments as the, quote, latest in a series of efforts by the current Cabinet to weaken the NCC's ability to perform its statutory function of promoting conservation. They are asking the decision be revoked, calling it unlawful. If not, the plaintiffs intend to seek a judicial review. When announcing the replacements, the Minister for Sustainability said the changes will, quote, establish a better balance. Gilbert McLean has taken over as chair, and the other new members are Ezard Miller, Captain Eugenie Banks, Dr. Steve McField, Arden McLean, Kenny Ryan, and Paula Tatham. A man will learn next month his fate after publishing nude photographs of his ex online. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports. Note to listeners, to protect the identity of the victim, neither the victim nor the defendant will be named.
A man appeared in summary court today facing charges of driving while disqualified, driving without insurance, driving without a certificate of roadworthiness, and using an ICT network to cause alarm, harm, or distress. The man who previously pleaded guilty to the charges was in a relationship with a victim, a woman. After the relationship ended, the woman discovered images of herself posted online. The courts heard that blurred versions of the photographs were posted to an Instagram account, which was later linked to the defendant. The post included a link to an external website displaying a collage of over 80 photographs, which the Crown described as being meant for the defendant's eyes only. Appearing before Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez, the man admitted that the account which posted the photos was linked to his phone, which was seized by the police for testing. He also confirmed that the photos were on his phone and that the phone was in his possession around the time of the social media posts. The man is set to learn his fate next month once social inquiry reports and victim impact statements are ready. He remains on bail until that time. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Jevy. In more news from court, Philip Edward McLaughlin will learn his fate next month for charges of obtaining property by deception and theft. McLaughlin initially appeared in summary court on October 15th of 2024 and pleaded guilty to obtaining property by deception. He dishonestly obtained $20,000 and $13,460.50 U.S. from former Georgetown Representative Winston Connolly by falsely representing that the money was for the purchase and installation of aluminum products at Connolly's house. McLaughlin appeared before Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez today, expressing his desire to right his wrongs. He stated that while he does not have the cash to repay, he is willing to sign over raw land worth at least double the value of the original crime to settle the matter. The matter has been adjourned until next month to allow for the completion of victim impact statements and other reports, as well as to see if Mr. Connolly will accept the offer. McLaughlin remains on bail until then.
The office responded to just under 500 inquiries during 2023. This is a 50% increase in complaints received over the previous year, and for 2024 it has increased again.
Mr. Bernie Bush there, chair of the committee with oversight of the Office of the Ombudsman, which serves as a government watchdog. In Parliament today, Mr. Bush talked about the important role the office plays in ensuring people with concerns and complaints against government have a voice. He also warned of the dangers of interference.
The Ombudsman has been subject to interference by others, and if it were not for the strong moral compass and backbone of the Ombudsman, the independence of this office may have been diminished with the resulting loss of trust by the public. That would make it an office in name only, and we already have enough of those in this country. A waste of public funds, and worse, the creep or perhaps the leap of corruption.
Ombudsman Sharon Ralston presented the 2023 annual report today. You can watch it on the Cayman Islands government social media channels. The Caymanian Community Party, TCCP, announced on Monday the formation of the TCCP Youth Council, giving young people ages 16 to 30 an official platform to have their voices heard, provide input to policy making, and play an active role in the party's decision-making process. The Youth Council will have a seat on both the General Council and Executive Council, ensuring youth representation at the highest levels of the party. Elections for Youth Council officers are expected before the end of the year, with members able to define the council's aims and objectives. Young people interested in joining the TCCP Youth Council can sign up, volunteer, or become constituency representatives via voteTCCP.ky or email youthcouncil@voteTCCP.ky. In other local news, scientists expecting a full-blown fish bonanza came up empty-handed this month, and it's a real brain teaser. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
We don't know why.
And that's a scientist. I mean, they're supposed to know things. So what we're talking about is actually the long-term Grouper Moon Project, where local and international scientists have been collecting data at Little Cayman's annual spawning event since 2002. Reef Environmental Education Foundation's Dr. Bryce Simmons.
We did see many thousands of fish last month, and we thought, well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
It means February, that's going to be the month, because usually, in a usual year, we'll see at least 2 months where there's many thousands of fish out there. One of those months is going to be the big show.
Right.
It's when all of the eggs get released. It's a huge plume of gametes that go out, and that's the reproduction.
So what happened when the team came back for this month's full moon, popped on their dive gear, and headed to the site?
As you can tell, it looks a little bit different this year than what we're used to.
And by different, reef educator on the Grouper Moon Project, Todd Monahan, means they were a virtual no-show. Speaking from Little Cayman to dozens of students across the Cayman Islands via live stream, he showed them the stark contrast between the thousands of fish normally spawning and this year's marine mystery. Dr. Simmons.
There's a couple hundred fish out there, and we don't know why. That's biology for you,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we've been doing this for 2 decades, 20 plus years.
Yeah.
This is the first time this has happened to us, and it's a real mystery.
The team does have some hypotheses they plan to explore. The recent earthquake, storm activity, maybe water temperature. They even asked the kids on the live stream to pitch some of their ideas on what may be going on before signing off for the day.
Bye.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The Grouper Moon Project is a collaboration between Reef Environmental Education Foundation and the DOE. You can watch all three of the year's live streams, including the final one, which happened this afternoon, by heading to the We Speak Fish YouTube channel. And strap in for more than 3 weeks of K-Fest.
We've expanded K-Fest into almost 22 days of consecutive programming, so there's something going on at the theater or in the arts community for 22 days. It's a little bit more collaborative with other organizations across the island and a lot of local artists and performers who are coming together to make such an amazing run.
K-Fest is the national festival of the arts, and Cassandra Shea with the Cultural Foundation tells Radio Cayman they are shaking things up this year with Red Sky at Night shutting down the fest instead of opening the event.
He who's going to be performing at Red Sky at Night. And then leading up, we have panel discussions, workshops, everything that covers every genre of art. So even from film to dance to fashion to theater, performing arts to journalism. Randy Schlett's doing Red Boat Experience, which is a much loved improvisational drumming performance with many artists using the traditional Caymanian drum.
K-Fest 2025 kicks off on March 1st. For more information on this year's events, head to artscayman.org. That's it for Radio Cayman's News. I'm Dion Anglin.